called Bums. Modern women are now being called bums. Let's just go ahead and jump right into the video.
You want your boo?
I mean, I'm just not really feeling this. Like,
the food?
I mean, this whole thing. That's like, we couldn't go nowhere better.
What were you trying to go?
Somewhere nice, something, you know, I thought it was going to be a little fancier.
Well, this woman's statement goes to show you that she's really not on the date because she's interested in the guy. She is really on this date because she's interested only in making herself feel comfortable and getting a free meal out of this man. Because if she really be genuinely interested in the man and not in his wallet, his pocket, the location, or the food that she can get for free, it really wouldn't matter where these two people are going.
She didn't even touch the food. Like, really, it's not good enough for her.
Since when did it become a plate full of food? Because I see a whole steak. I see some macaroni and cheese, and I see some broccoli. Since when did a plate of food become not worthy enough? Like, is your poop really going to smell like roses when you are taken to a five-star restaurant? As we all know, and it's very obvious that a lot of women nowadays, they go on dates with men just to get a free meal out of them. But these would be the same type of women who are out here trying to get some respect from people. Like, how are you going to request respect from someone when you are out here bumming off of a man's money so you can get a meal for free? I would not even waste my time and my energy in spending a night out with a man that I am not even interested in. And I would not even feel good about myself when I'm out here bumming a meal out of somebody that I don't even like. That would be an insult to myself. But when you are out here as a lady, as a woman, you are independent and you are strong and you are just, you know, manipulating men for a free meal. I guess there's nothing else that we can tell you. I guess you made it in life. You're the shit, literally. Besides, I personally believe that a woman has to earn a good meal. Like, you would have to be out there, prove to a man that you are worth him to spend a lot of money on you. Why would a man want to have to spend money on you? He barely knows you. You don't even like him. You don't know how, under what circumstances that man is making that money, taking you out on a date, and then you are complaining about the location. Women like that have no right to complain about the location because they haven't done anything for the food. They haven't done anything for the car that is coming to pick them up. They haven't done anything for that man to go out there, go to work, make his money so he can take you out, and you got a nerve to complain about the location or, you know, request a fancier and nicer location just because you deserve it? How does he know that you deserve it? Most of these chicks, they go on a date or two and then they ghost the man, and then they're sitting at home feeling good about it. But when a man ghosts them, they're online crying about it. Make it make sense. But do you know what the real issue is out here with a lot of modern women nowadays? They are not appreciative. They are not considerate. They are not humble. And when you have these three things missing as far as a soft skill, then there is no future with this woman because she will never appreciate what you do for her. She will never be humble enough to appreciate what you do for her. And she will never be considerate of the circumstances that you do things for her under. I don't know if that was English, but I hope you all know what I mean. So if you have a woman and she acting like this on the first date, just know that she is not on this date for you. She is on this date just to make herself feel comfortable, just to be seen, and probably just to upload some stories online. I really don't understand why so many women are stressing over, you know, an expensive restaurant, a fancy location, because that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean, it has no substance. Just because it has a name, just because it has a price that is just higher than average, doesn't mean it's good. And when there's no connection between the man and the woman, you can pay as much as you want. Money can't buy you love. But it feels like that a lot of women are not even looking for love anymore, and men are kind of in a way, but they just don't know who to trust anymore because women are just so manipulative and selfish nowadays, which probably got a lot of men wondering about why they should be looking for love. But at the end of the day, when you have someone who behaves like that, it's a red flag. It's a red flag, and you don't have to tolerate it. Like my husband and I, for instance, we don't even feel comfortable in expensive restaurants. Like, we are so down to earth, and luckily we are both the same way. We were invited to a wedding
and
before.
It took
place at a pretty high-end expensive location. That whole vibe was just weird because everybody was kind of stuck up. We felt super uncomfortable. You know, and we literally sat there and just laughed at the food. Now, I'm not the type of person, I don't want to make fun of food, but they served us an onion that was completely black and it was decorated looking like a lit up Christmas tree. And I'm like, is all that necessary? Why does the onion have to be black? Why is there so much stuff on the onion? Why can't they just do simple things to this food that makes it taste well enough anyway? Cut the onion, fry it, add some other things to it, and that's about it. But long story short, I'm just glad that a lot of men are waking up to the BS. Because the way this man is reacting towards her statement, her comment, her energy, her behavior is priceless. Just keep watching.
I mean, if you don't want your plate, I will clap. Appreciate you.
Now that right there was a genius move. That was a genius move, gentlemen. You don't have to be out there spending your money on somebody that's not even worth it. You don't have to spend your money on anyone to impress them, because at the end of the day, half of these chicks don't even want to spend their time with you. Because if they would want to spend their time with you, for you being you, they would not have to be taken to these high-end restaurants, locations, and whatsoever. Y'all could just be fine taking a walk, drinking some coffee, watching the sunset. But no, these women, they want to have some gold, some edible gold spread onto their meals. Can't even pay their freaking rent. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
So, guys, I mean, it is something else. Is something else. She basically calls it out, and I like what this dude did. He's like, oh, you don't want it? He picked up the plate. He's like, I'm gonna eat it. You know, if you heard what she said that these women are now bumming. They're just going out to bum food off men. Like, seriously, like, how can you be a father and your daughters are going out and doing this stuff? Because it's a national thing right now. This is the absolute norm. These women have fathers in modern day society. They have fathers. They're not all coming from fatherless homes. And these fathers are raising these daughters to go out there into the world and do these things. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And there are some based fathers who are like, yeah, you know, but if my daughter is getting married, I prefer that she's like 21. I prefer she marries a guy who's like 40, who has his stuff together, his life together, responsible, stuff like that. There are some fathers like that, but the vast majority of these fathers today are not fathers. They're not men. Because they raise these girls. They raise them into women. And they go into the world and they're not functional women. They act like children. And they expect the man to provide for them, provide everything for them. And they not only do they expect the man to provide everything for them, but they expect the man to provide luxury. Let me make this very clear. And it's something that S to the B pointed out. And I've heard this before, and it's absolutely true. A fancy dinner is not for people who are just getting to know each other. A fancy dinner is for people that know each other well. When you go to those types of places, to these like restaurants where you get dressed up and all this other crap, you can't get to know each other like that, because both of you have your guard up. You're in an environment where you can't really talk and communicate effectively. You know, one of the better dates, like when I used to take girls out, I would usually take them to a coffee shop. I had my coffee shop that I always took the girls to, like, you know, take them for coffee. And I'll tell you, here's the thing. Even then, that was some expensive coffee. You know, but at least compared to like buying them a huge meal, like, oh, what do you want? Want a slice of cheesecake? Want some coffee? Yeah, I got you. You know. But going out to like spending $300, $400, $500, that's what these girls say that you're supposed to spend on a meal? That's insanity. That's absolute insanity on someone that you don't know and someone that's going to let you know right off the bat that they don't owe you anything. And now imagine when a woman says that, oh, well, a guy needs to take me out at least a couple of times. Like, oh, it's gonna be at least 3 months before anything happens. He's gonna have to wait at least 3 months before anything happens. 3 months. So if y'all go out on multiple dates over the course of 3 months, and he's averaging around $300 a date, and in 3 months, let's say he spends $2,500 to $3,000 on something that has not gone anywhere, that goes literally nowhere, How foolish do you have to be? How foolish does the guy have to be to spend that kind of money, even $300 at one time? $300? That's a piece of a Bitcoin right there. $300? That's a piece of Facebook. That's a piece of Amazon, all right? Those are stock. That's stock money right there. $300? That's 401k money right there. $300? That's a couple of video games right there. I just don't know. I just don't know. You could start an online business for $300. You could take a course that will teach you vital skills so that you can use those skills to make money or improve your life for $300. Like, this is madness, and it just shows their true colors. Guys, there was broccoli. Looked like, I don't know if it was mashed potatoes or macaroni. It looked like macaroni to me. And steak. That looked like good steak. Well-cooked steak. And she was upset. She was upset. And those meals, those two meals, probably ended up costing somewhere around $50 to $75. For steak, those two meals probably cost around $50 to $75. That's good money right there. That's good money. Because they all think they deserve the princess treatment. And guys, I've told you, I've shown you videos of this already, where a lot of women are now moving into adult work. They're joining OnlyFools, and it's becoming normalized. And a lot of y'all have pointed out that it's not going to last. It's definitely not going to last. By the way, guys, if you're enjoying my content, please subscribe to the channel, turn on notifications to never miss another video again, and like the video because it tells YouTube you're enjoying the content and you want to see more of it, so YouTube will show you more of it. But yeah, guys, a lot of these girls that are jumping on OnlyFools, and they think that they've made it. Guys, they're going to go out try to buy houses. They're going to spend out all that OnlyFools money, and eventually it will run out. All right, it will run out. They'll lose access to that. They'll be desperate. All right, and OnlyFools is only a gateway to the streets. So after they can't do OnlyFools anymore, but they've destroyed their name, right? And they can't go and get a job anywhere because a lot of these companies are asking now, oh, do you have an OnlyFools account or anything similar? Because the moment you've been mixed up in that, a lot of companies won't work with you anymore. A lot of jobs won't hire you. In fact, even a lot of companies, like a lot of law firms, won't take you on. Because that platform is mixed up in a lot of nefarious things. So now you can't get a job. It could even be harder to get a loan when you're mixed up in OnlyFools and, you know, and a bank knows that your income is coming from OnlyFools. Money is not money. People think money is money. Money is not money. Because what that platform is associated with, nope. It's associated with a lot of things that are not considered legal. A lot of not legal activity happens on OnlyFools. And unfortunately, some of these things involve children. They involve people being brought to places that they don't want to be brought to. And they're not, and it's not something that they've willed. You know, maybe people being brought to other countries. And it's not something that they're doing within their will. These are the kinds of things that happen with OnlyFools. And it's no surprise. It's no surprise that these women are now being called. They're being called out. Being called a bum is that's sad. And so a lot of them don't care, but it's all good. All right. This is the point we've reached where modern women are being called bums now. And I don't feel for them, because this type of behavior where you're trying to take advantage of men just for personal gain, it's ridiculous. And that's the reason why more guys are going to continue walking away from Western society and Western relationships and going overseas. And not all guys going overseas are going overseas to find a wife or a partner. A lot of guys are going overseas just for peace, so they can find their peace. I want to hear your thoughts on this, guys. You know, because modern women are being called bums now. I want to hear your thoughts and feelings on this and where you think things are headed. Because, you know, like I said, where I believe things are headed, more and more women are just going to continue going into adult work. And then that adult work is going to help them, is going to lead them to the streets. And then they're going to be working the streets, you know, picking up, you know, meeting dudes on the streets and making money on the streets, right? Doing adult work on the streets, because that's how it is. You know, because there's a saying, once a good girl has gone bad, she will never be good again. Let me know what you think in the comments, guys. We'll talk about it. Like the video if you like it. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MWA, men walking away. And cheers.